podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, Coach. Welcome to the podcast today. Before we jump in, I would like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Bar none. They are awesome. They rock. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Those machines are sturdy. They will not break down. They were like my old Explorer. They would run. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's your one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's unlike anything out there. You know, you can join all these other courses, but I guarantee you don't get their cell phone number. You don't get one-on-one calls. You don't get, you know, hey, Tuesday, I need to call with you. That's what makes teachhoops.com different. We have everything you need to become a better basketball coach. Doesn't matter if you're youth, doesn't matter if you're high school, doesn't matter if you're college. We're here to help. We're here to mentor you through this great journey we call coaching. All right, let's head off to the podcast. Today, I'm going to briefly talk about the 10 ways to beat a zone defense. It's a little bit different, and I'm not going to make excuses at this point, but it's going to be a shorter. This is going to be a shorter podcast. What I would ask is a couple things. Please go out. I mean, like I've said in prior podcasts, this is the time of year that you develop as a coach. We expect our players to get out into the gyms and develop. This is the time that you as a coach need to develop. Let's go off to Coach Collins here in the 10 ways. That's not the 10 ways to leave your lover. What's the name of that song? I think it's something like that. Without, I don't know. Somebody will let me know. But anyway, 10 ways to beat a zone defense. And I think you'll really appreciate it. So enjoy. And here's Coach Collins.
All right. Today we're going to talk about 10 ways. Let's see if I can do this. 10 ways to beat a zone defense. I'm not going to talk specific zone or zone offenses at this point. That would be good for office hours, or you know, I can definitely send people, or maybe that's a subset of this one. But what I'm going to do is kind of give you some general things that I have found have been successful. You know, there's been research on defensive systems. You know, USA Basketball has kind of a generic thing of beating three ways of kind of beating a zone defense. I'm gonna go through these. I'm gonna tell you the key. Get your guys shooting. Get your gal shooting. Shooting can definitely take care of a lot of ills and can take care of a lot of zone pressure and a lot of especially sagging zones. But I'm gonna go through what I think are the 10 ways to beat a zone defense. Things you should incorporate in no matter what zone offense you work on. These 10 things should somewhere be kind of ingrained. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to download that. I'm going to pull it up. Look at this. Isn't this nifty? All right. So 10 ways to beat a zone. So let me go through these. Practice against it. I early in my career, this stuff really threw us for a loop because, you know, I grew up in Wisconsin. I went away for school, but then came back. And, you know, it's such a Dick Bennett, man-to-man, Bo Ryan, that so many people play man and not as many play zone, that I didn't spend enough time in practice going against zone. So I would spend as much time as possible going through zones, working against zones, attacking zones, doing that kind of stuff. We can talk about practice breakdown and that kind of thing, but you gotta find a way to put it in there. All right. So that's number one. Number two is make shots and don't settle for threes. So if you think back to when we talked about the keys to winning basketball games, offensive efficiency is extremely important, and then getting to the foul line. You don't get to the foul line as much when you shoot threes. So, you know, obviously it's an integral part of this game. I've never been a huge fan of it, but it's definitely here to stay. But you can't settle for it. That's what they want you to do. And they're probably zoning you because, or if they're playing, they're playing a non-pressuring zone, they're zoning you because you're not as good at shooting threes. Run a press. Pressure them. you'll get turnovers. You'll get baskets before they can set the zone up. You'll get three-on-two, two-on-ones. You know, you'll get an advantage on the offensive end if you pressure, and that will not allow them to set up their zone defense. So that's number three. Number four is rebound. Get second chance points. Go to the offensive glass. Zones don't tend to box out well. Kids, at least the younger kids, have a really hard time finding specific bodies. So really emphasize when you're working on your zone offense to crash the boards hard. You know, make sure someone's back, but make sure that you're really crashing the board. Number five, stall. Pull them out of it. Tied, if you're the underdog, pull them out. I mean, I have a story of me. Gosh, this would have been 05 when Wesley Matthews, who I'm going to name drop now, is playing for the Mavericks now. But when he was a senior in high school, we flew to St. Louis for a game and then flew back. And we were playing one of our rivals, Middleton, and it was a back-to-back game. My guys were tired, jet lag, had slept in a hotel, whatever. And they were as good as us, and they ended up beating us later in the year in one of our few losses for the year. But I think we were up two with 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and we just stood at half court. We literally stood at half court for 5 minutes. People were booing. People came after me. And then we ended up scoring, making some free throws, scoring a couple buckets, game over. It's a great ace in the hole, especially if someone's just going to sag in and if it's a close game and you're the underdog. Six, work on your transition, beat them down the floor. Zones have a real hard time from top of the key to top of the key. They really do. From transitioning from offense back to defense and setting up and finding your man. If you can beat them down the floor and get some easy baskets, tends to be an effective way. Attack the gaps. I think this is really important. You know, you got to attack seams. So if I can show you here. So let's say I draw. Can I do it over here? I can. So let's say they're playing a 2-3. And forgive me here. I'm doing this with my mouse on that. But if they're running a 2-3 like this, and you want to attack seams in here. You'd really do. You want to attack seams and make them collapse, because that allows you to kick to the outside. And that goes into the next one, utilize pass fakes and moving the ball. Make the zone shift. If you make a zone shift from side to side, they don't tend to do it. And shot fakes and pass fakes make them shift, make them get off center, and that tends to work really well. I'm going to talk about nine when I have my little diagram here. Attack short corners. So I'm a big fan of this area and this area. Okay. And Wesley, again, name dropping, always said that there's this area. So the backboard's right here. There's this area in here that people tend to get lost in. It's called behind the board. So what we do is we throw a lot of flashers and use short corner and in and flash from behind, because they tend to lose them in those two areas. If you ever watch NBA games, short corner and behinds tend to get lost a lot. So I think those are all really important. And then screen the zone. You know, I could throw it back up there, but I won't. You know, look for the skip and the seal. Look for, you know, worst case scenarios. And I tell my youth coaches this especially. Don't feel bad about, you know, running your man offense and taking a little time and getting some screens and getting some movement, because it's not necessarily a bad thing to do that. So again, going through these real quick. 10 ways to beat a zone, generalizations, but I think good ones. Practice against it. Make shots. It's always good. If you make shots, you win. Don't settle for threes. Run a press. Rebound, second chance points. Stall. Don't allow them to zone. beat them down the floor, attack the gaps, utilize pass fakes and moving the ball, attack from short corners and behind the backboard. So that little zone area, I can talk about that more if people want it. And then screen the zone. All of your zone offenses should entail, you know, 2/3 or 3/4 of these, if not all of them. If you want them to be successful, obviously the stall is not going to be the case for, you know, not everyone's going to stall. But, you know, the majority of your zone offenses should entail or should encompass these things. And if they do, and if you can make shots, you're going to win a lot of games. So hopefully that helps you kind of start tweaking and start working toward setting up your zone offense.
Thanks, everybody. Hope you're enjoying this. You know, this was a great podcast. I would ask, I didn't do a mid roll on this week. I didn't want to, it was such a short podcast, but I would ask that you go over and subscribe and like, leave a review. I know we have a great interview coming up next week, with Brian McCormick. I believe it's Brian McCormick next week, and you'll really enjoy it. He really thinks the game outside the box, and I would ask that you go, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, go over and check out teachhoops.com. 14-day free trial. You know, you can delve around, you can ask me questions, you can find out what you need to master your craft. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help you master the craft of coaching. Does that make sense? All right. Have a great beginning of the summer. It's sure getting hot where we are, and go for a walk. Give yourself a break and go learn the great game of basketball. Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.